Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Project Independence and You Senior Talk Radio here today, and we are back to being live on the air. It feels really good to be back to being live on the air. In addition to this will be on North Hempstead Television via Zoom. Our co-host today is Otto Loos. Otto is a long time Project Independence member, supporter of Project Independence. Volunteer, committee member. It's just great to have Otto. Otto is also a resident of the town of North Hempstead since 1971, living in Manhasset for 26 years, give or take, right? And then a move to New Hyde Park ever since. So we're just always happy to have Otto as a co-host here today. So welcome, Otto.
Rebecca, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you. I feel badly that John Ryan could not be here, but it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Otto. Today's guest is North Hempstead's very own New York State Senator, Anna Kaplan. Anna is not just New York State Senator from North Hempstead, but she was also a councilperson for District 4 in North Hempstead from about 2011 to 2018. Today's show is going to be extremely informative and very, very interesting. Senator Kaplan, we are so thrilled to have you here today. We know you came in very late last night from Albany, and we're really grateful to have you here. So how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. First of all, I want to thank you for having me. Project Independence is not something new to me. I've been on your radio show many times, and it's always a pleasure to come back and reconnect with all of our wonderful students.
Yes, we know you have. Project Independence goes back 15 years, and you were a big supporter with Project Independence and all the programming that we did. And I know Otto is anxious to find out a lot of information from you, including your background. Otto and I were talking a lot about it before the show.
Yeah, Anna, I know you've shared this with many people, and I read about your background, but I'm kind of personally interested, and I'm sure some of our listeners would also be more interested in your story. It could actually, I believe your story could be a movie almost. It's got some intrigue to it. And to me, one of the big things in life is nobody chooses how they are born, what they look like, where they were born. You know, your entry level in life is something you just have nothing to say about. You know, it happens, and that's the story. So your story of your entry level and where you started, I find quite interesting. Maybe you could just give us kind of a brief overview and kind of put it in the context of how old you were when these things were going on. I'd be quite interested in hearing that.
Thank you, Otto. I have to say, I was very young, and I am part of a family with four older brothers. And a very conservative, traditional home. So I think the decision to send me to United States was a very difficult one for my parents. I was about 12, 11 when the whole protesting started in Iran. And at 13, I saw Shah leaving Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini coming in, and it was a few months after that, and I was 13 years old. when I left with 39 other kids, we went to Italy and applied for a visa to United States. We were there for about 5 days. And then from there, we came to New York. I came as a result of big push through the big Rebbe, Schneerson in Lubavitcher Rebbe in Crown Heights, who came and said, and they came through different synagogues in Iran to tell the Jewish residents that it wasn't safe for them to stay in Iran anymore and that they should leave. And if they can't leave themselves, they should at least let them take their children and bring them to US until such time they are able to join them. So I did come with 39 other kids. There are people sometimes who ask me, was this very difficult for you? Were you scared? You were only 13 years old. I have to say, I think looking back, I was just so much more excited about coming here than being frightened. For me, a country that stands for all the right things and for giving opportunities to all immigrants from all over the globe to come and to work hard and to have a good future and to benefit from the freedoms that are offered to the residents of this country meant so much more to me. I am privileged, really, to have lived the life that I've lived.
Did you speak English when that happened? Were you speaking English at that age, or?
We had English in school.
Right.
But I have to really give the credit to Happy Days and General Hospital for my English. Those were some of the things that I would watch, which helped me. But obviously, at the same time, I was going to high school and was learning English.
I'm a first generation. My parents came from Germany in like 1928, and they were very young, you know, 17 years old, and they didn't know each other. But I can very much relate to any immigrant that tries to come in to this country and do the best they can to better their lives, really. It's a tough thing. Now, were your four brothers, did any of them come along, or were you the...
So I already had two brothers who were in colleges in Chicago.
Oh.
But they were in the dorms. It was not really a place for me to go to. I stayed with a Jewish family throughout the high school period, until the time my parents, which was 2 years after I arrived, when they were able to come and for us to reunite. And I have to say, my parents left Iran about 6 months later than me. But it really hit the time that they took hostages and United States government stopped issuing visas to any Iranian. And they took refuge in Israel for about a year and a half because they couldn't go back to Iran. And Israel was the only safe haven for them. They waited it out. Once the hostages were released, they started issuing visas and my parents were in the queue. They got their visas and they joined us. And that's when my family reunited.
Good movie.
Good story. And
you, Otto. Otto, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Who's going to play me in the movie?
Say that again?
Who's going to play her?
Play me in the movie?
Oh, we'll figure that out. You.
I like it. I would love to have some suggestions.
You play the part.
Yeah, no.
That's a great question.
That's what I do.
That's another show.
Who's going to play you as a younger girl?
We'll have to have auditions at some point. I don't know, there's so many, but I mean your story is just so amazing, your journey, and you know, to go from that as such a young child to New York State Senator Anna Kaplan, How did you get, how did that happen? What was your journey like? It's just so amazing to, you know, imagine what you went through and being separated from your family and your parents and crossing oceans and just kind of, you know, and it's like as soon as you arrive, you assimilate to the soap operas that, you know, we all watch, you know. It's just so, you know, it's so interesting, and it's just it's almost unimaginable. Here we are today talking to you after you traveling from Albany after passing a bill through the Senate last night. It's just, how does one get from there to where you are now?
Well, Rebecca, I have to tell you, there isn't a day that I don't recognize how blessed I am and how humbling it is for me to represent 315,000 residents in state of New York and to participate in a democracy where we pass legislation that affects over 19 million people. I am truly blessed and privileged, and for me, it weighs a lot on me as to wanting to make sure I do the right thing, first by my residents, but also by the entirety of the state of New York. I get up sometimes, I feel like I'm watching a movie and I'm gonna wake up and it's not gonna be true. But I'm blessed. That's all I can say.
Now you mentioned—
I did not set up to do this. It was just a path that was put in front of me.
You mentioned something about just coming back from Albany and had a very successful trip, if you will, or a session. Maybe you could kind of elaborate a little bit and tell us what the success was.
I would love to, Otto. When I was running for New York State Senate 2 years ago, one of my big promises was sensible gun laws. I went to a lot of rallies. I heard from a lot of young students, high school students, college students, parents, their concern about the gun violence, the epidemic violence that we see throughout this country. And I swore that that would be one of my big, big priorities, top five, if not top one. And we passed a package of sensible gun laws last year, which was amazing. But this year, I have been advocating for gun laws which deal with ghost guns, which are also called 80% finished guns or receivers. You might find it surprising. You can sit behind a computer, you can Google 80% receivers or ghost guns. Page after page after page after page comes up where an individual could even be a individual of 12, 13, 14 years old. Sit down, order one of these kits online, and have it delivered to their home in 3 days.
You know what, Senator Kaplan? We are nearing our first break, so maybe now is a good time to just quickly take our break, and we'll pick up right where we left off.